Welcome back to Pink Eye. Pitch Side.
Pink Eye?
He's got pink eye.
Have you got pink eye?
Look at me.
Wait, has he?
No.
There's a little zone.
He got bummed at High Rocks.
Oh, I see.
What, by you?
I thought you were going to go with something different there. I thought you were going to go with the hand-holding thing, but that's fine.
Oh, that is also brilliant.
Wait, were you not like holding hands as you crossed the line?
Have you not seen the video?
No,
it's amazing.
Mate, we'll show you after.
We finished the wall balls and we're going to run across the line, but he just like holds my hand.
Yeah, so I pulled his hand to like, come on, mate, let's go. And then we separated.
But he's my hand. Anyways, guys, a lot to talk about today because fuck me, United shit.
Yeah.
they're crap, like actual just pure bin club. But hey, you're not Tom.
I am not Tom. Although I do have blue eyes. So yeah, you can still look
just
into
about.
I would say I've got better blue eyes than him.
Oh, because he has great blue eyes.
He does. Yeah, that's the whole thing about
Tom. I actually saw a great blue whale yesterday.
That's a harsh thing to call your mother.
What, on the telly or what?
No, in real life. I saw the history museum.
Stratford Canal.
No, I was a blue whale. It's fucking massive.
Anyway, isn't that backside chat? Anyways.
Yeah, sorry. I just get so excited for backside. Arsenal, by the way, actually could win the league.
You reckon?
Yeah.
We'll find out this time next week, won't we, really?
Why?
Because Spurs are about the only team that can stop Man City doing it.
So that means
I do think if Man City lose the title, it'll be like some bullshit that happens. Yeah, like a Fulham.
Mooners.
You reckon it's going to be prior?
Leno could do it for you.
Do you know what it's... Okay, no, so Arsenal obviously just, you know, job done. Breezed past Bournemouth, I'd say. Breezed past it. No controversial decisions there.
Is that the Havertz discourse again?
About, yeah, and
is that what people are talking about?
The Raya Bournemouth goal that should have stood.
But also,
like saying that Arsenal, like, we're never going to lose that game. We just battered them.
You can't just say that because you would be wrong saying that because if that happens, there's a butterfly effect.
Yeah, I do think as well. Obviously, Arsenal are a better side than Bournemouth, but that's how these titles are won and lost. It's like these weird games where they're up against like a lower.
But we scored like more goals. Than that one decision.
Do you know what I mean?
Like,
I love this part.
Like, analysis.
Scored more goals.
I will say one thing though. You know that the Havertz penalty, right?
Mm-hmm.
The inconsistency in football is crazy because Saka in the Champions League didn't get given, but that one does. Either no, I'm actually being fair.
That's
here
even
because,
worse.
Yeah,
actually.
But what I'm saying is either they both get given or they both don't get given. Do you see what I'm saying?
The reason I'm...
The problem is with football fans have is that the inconsistency between decisions is wild.
The thing is, it's never going to change. No, I agree. But the problem is we may as well not even say this because we keep saying that they keep being inconsistent. So it's just like...
But there's an inconsistency between competitions though, isn't there? Because the handball rule that you got done by wouldn't have counted in the Premier League.
Yeah, but then they still took... in the Champions League, then they still... It wasn't supposed to be a rule in the Champions League, but then they took the ref off the next game anyways. So it's like, they don't know what the fuck
basically, we've established the referees don't actually know what's going on.
Yeah, they're just trying to appease fans.
Did you see... Why are you laughing?
Because Gal just like, yes.
I'm dialed in. I'm dialed in, boy.
Did you see Jared Gillett?
Who?
Jared, one of the referees in the Premier League.
All right.
You see him with the earpiece and their head cam.
No.
Yesterday.
We wore head cam in the Palace game.
They're gonna trial it.
Well, did he wear it?
So he had a ref cam on, yeah. So he had an earpiece that came down that obviously you could hear discussion.
That's all well and good. But until I'm getting the full raw unedited footage, then I don't really give a shit.
Don't they have the full audio in like Aussie rules and rugby and stuff played out loud in the stadium?
Yeah. Yeah,
you can hear it in rugby.
Oh, how funny would it be if the referee, you know, like the NFL do it as well? Like he presses his little piece on the side on his hip, and it gets announced into the stadium. And so imagine, like Havertz has dived. That's why I haven't given the pen, or just something like that. That would be fucking class. They should trial that.
But this camera is going to catch out a lot of.
Or they trial
it. Red, wouldn't it? It's going to stop that.
Well, that happens anyway.
Of course it is.
Yeah, but
they get
you don't want to get rid of that though. I want more of it. You know what I mean? It's like
the
ref should be able to abuse back. That's the problem because it's like a one way street
up,
where they're
cheeky.
Just victims. Yeah, fuck up, you're shit, mate. And you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that would cause so many problems.
Can you imagine the ref just told like
giving it the big ones,
Rodri to f off? They probably do, you know.
Yeah, they do have a little bit of crap with them.
Like, surely at one point in the game, like when Bruno Fernandes is like moaning again, the ref's got to go, "Oh, mate, just fuck off.
Please,
seriously, just shut up." Even though he was injured. You know, that was Bruno Fernandes' first ever club match he missed through injury.
Yeah.
Really?
That's
yeah, I remember the
insane.
Time when he was in a boot and then like 3 days later he played. Do you remember that?
In a boot.
Yeah. He's like, yeah. And did you see that, well, at least I saw a piece on this, was that the injury, or sorry, the like head of, fucking, what, it's not going to be like medicine or whatever, but the Arsenal.
The doctor.
The head doctor there went to United. And,
oh,
and,
really?
And like, you guys have had like one of your like most injury-free seasons, and you look at the state of United right now, they're just in fucking shambles.
How can the doctor like be at fault for that?
Are you fucking stupid? What? Are you listening to what you're saying here?
They're
in charge of deciding whether somebody's fit to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't, like, if someone pulls a hamstring, you can't blame the doctor.
No, yeah, but you manage workloads, everything.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
If they go, yeah, no, he's fine, and then he just snaps his Achilles.
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway,
you should know more than anyone.
Anyways.
We're going to touch on United in the future. But
at some point.
Yeah, Lewis has whacked in this pointless, stupid stat.
It's a great stat.
It's a ridiculous
stat. It highlights why Arsenal are bottom jobs.
It actually doesn't, though.
Does it not?
Because it's not represented truly.
Read out the stats as they are without you giving
big
your
six,
opinion on it, yeah?
Big six major trophies plus net spend. Mm. Manchester City have only spent £630 million and won 15 major trophies.
Brilliant. And three Premier Leagues.
Five. But that means that's five of the trophies that are Premier League.
Yeah, so this is since... No, so we should be clear. This is since Klopp has been appointed.
What happened before that?
Since Klopp has been appointed. No, let's just read the stat for the listeners.
This is why this stat is stupid. No, this is a stupid stat.
No, before we argue, we have to give them the stats.
Prior to Klopp coming in, City have spent like another fucking £10 billion.
No, of course, you can see right here. So since Klopp was appointed, £630 million net spend for City, £346 for Liverpool, Chelsea and Man United £1 billion, Arsenal £702 million net spend. Now the difference is the teams above you have actually won trophies. Yous haven't. You won two.
It quite literally says two.
The one thing I would say about this stat,
it's pointless because doesn't include wages as
well. Well,
It's fucking £500 million.
But
wages.
Anyways, the Man City point. And this is the one thing I do agree on. I'll talk about Liverpool in a second, but the Man City bit is like they were notorious for like shoving so much money in right at the beginning of that project, and then they've sort of spent a lot more sensibly, should we say? So it's not counting all like where the actual windows where they were spending well above and beyond.
That doesn't fit my anti-Arsenal agenda.
No, I know, but I would even say even with that money spent, you could argue that they have absolutely got out and maybe more in terms of like trophies and all that. Sure. Like but you could easily have spent that money that they did and not come away with anything. I mean, example is fucking Spurs. Yeah, the two there that have spent $1 billion.
But also you have to respect City's recruitment has been pretty freaking good in terms of who they've
got. Oh, no, it's amazing, isn't it?
But also they do have unlimited budget. But also Pep is the cheat code.
Mate,
that's the difference.
Unbelievable.
I'd say the fair comparison on that stats though is Arsenal to Liverpool because, Man City
bought this £702 million is just us cashing in the Wenger war chest, mate. That's why.
I remember those memes every fucking year.
It's 15 years of building up money that we've finally spent it.
You know, we weren't spending because we were paying off the Emirates, right?
Oh, yeah. Give it... Oh, whatever, man. You've always had a fucking excuse.
The Liverpool comparison on this stat is relevant because yous were in a similar position, blah, 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 when Klopp came in. Actually, yous would have been probably in a better position when Klopp came in in terms of squad. They've spent significantly less and been far more successful.
First of all, can I just say about the major trophy thing, it's so clear that Arsenal... I mean, I actually think Arsenal are the best team in the league. And then I know you're going to say, okay, well,
until
you should win the Prem. But they are actually the best team in the Prem at
until
the moment.
Until it matters.
Stop saying that.
Well, it is. Right. No, you are until it matters. You're fantastic
until it
matters. We
lost one game all year.
But it's still mattering.
The one that matters.
No. But it was the beginning of the season where it wasn't great. Anyways, the point that I'm making is that it's coming. It's going to happen.
Yeah, it is.
It's just a time thing. And you just need Pep to...
Leave.
Fuck off.
But
we got Klopp out.
Yeah, so Klopp's gone.
That was actually Ten Hag. He said the end of it always happened, right?
Yeah.
The stat there, I think, if anything, just shows how insane Klopp is.
Yeah, it shows Klopp's done an incredible job at Liverpool by winning, one Premier League. But
60 million and Havertz. I think that shows a little. I feel like there's many lapses of judgment in your transfer strategy.
He's one of the best players in the league right now.
Let's settle down a little bit.
Absolutely not.
Just going back to Klopp for a second. Do you not think that he's deserved to have won more? I know, obviously.
No, you don't. You never deserve to win more.
I know what you're saying.
Basically hit a very unlucky time.
So is this the worst time ever to be a great manager?
He should be walking away with like 15, 16 major trophies.
Those should be ours.
Yeah. It's highlighted.
Well, they
though.
Might be actually.
insane would it be if after all like the court proceedings, they just say like, we're just going to transfer the trophies across. That'd be the greatest trophy parade of all time.
It just shows Arteta is not that
level. Every club that's ever finished second just all having trophy parades on the same weekend.
No, but it's a bit crazy. Like 115 charges that might actually get wiped clear.
We have to be careful. We could get sent a legal letter here. Yeah. Have you heard about that?
Oh, yeah, I have.
Why?
What was that?
Mark Goldbridge has been sent a cease and desist.
I thought that was bollocks, though.
City Extra
tweeted saying there's been no legal contact.
Yeah, they said that. But then literally he said on his stream, I did receive a letter from them about the cease and desist. I'm going to be talking about it on my podcast. Because
so he talks more about it.
Well, he said, that's what he said. I'm not fucking scared. Like in this clip, he said, like, I'm not scared of him. I'm going to talk about it.
What are they going to do?
So usually what it is, like, if you get a cease and desist, obviously it's them saying, stop talking about it. But it will be because he's either like assuming that they're guilty or implying that they are guilty. So it's like legal jargon, and they'll just use that as a loophole to stop him from talking about it. Now, whether or not you probably need to hear more about what the letter says. Because at the end of the day, you can't stop somebody just from voicing their opinion.
You can't bury them.
But what you're not allowed to do is to assume guilt.
I think the majority of the UK are assuming guilt.
But even if Mark's right,
almost everyone.
Even if Mark's
but not pitch side.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm
assuming guilt.
No, he's not.
Like, they'll just bury him in, like, fucking court cases and that, won't they? You can't fight off Man City, can you? So you'll just...
Mark Goldbridge, pesky legal team, have got a job on their hands.
Lewis, that's exactly what is wrong, though.
Yeah, we'll start... You say you can't fight off Man City,
but look at Everton, they're getting fucked. Look at Forest, they're getting fucked. But Manchester City, because we're the best team ever. Look at us winning everything.
Right, we stand with Mark Goldbridge, then. Shall we start a GoFundMe, and we'll all take on City?
The world. City versus the world.
Even then, you're not getting near him. It's going to have to be the biggest GoFundMe of all time.
Hey, look, all I can say is that City might drop points and the one club that could actually do it won't want to do it because it's Tottenham. It's funny because you said at the weekend, all the Tottenham fans want to lose 8-0 to City, right?
Yeah, Mitch came on the stream and he's like, I'm a City fan next week.
Fucking too right. As
I
they
can't
should.
Wait to go 4-0 down inside 10 minutes.
But all the Spurs players will not want that. And this is why this is one of the reasons why I believe that Tottenham will never be a big club. Because they're currently fifth, right? Do they not want to play for like Champions League football?
I don't think they can get it.
Of course they can.
What's the
Villa lose their next two games and Spurs win all their games?
That's
outrageous.
But do they not want to like...
They're off of four losses.
Newcastle can still catch them. Do they want to give up fifth?
I think they're looking at Europa League. Nah, they don't care about that anyways. Compared to unbearable Arsenal fans for like the end of time. It's like...
As a fan, yeah.
But that's why they won't be a big club, because they would rather... less than them do better.
I just think no. What I think the case is them looking realistically at the table and saying, look, Champions League is slim chance of that happening now, right?
Very.
And
very slim.
If we're going to come away with anything here, it better be the fact that Arsenal don't win the league.
Yeah.
So Spurs
small,
fans,
small mentality though.
You're just not a fucking
fan.
That's crazy.
What do you reckon the Ange team talk is before that game?
Ah, mate.
Let it be fucking one, lads.
Go out there, don't defend, mate. Just go fucking attack.
Well, that's what they do anyway. Really.
Yeah, no. Yeah. At what point do we have to say that, hey, Ange, maybe have a plan B?
No. I disagree.
You love it.
I've
based off that result. No,
yeah, obviously the 4-2 result was lovely. But I think Spurs need to keep Ange.
And you think 100%. The players are the problem?
It is.
With any manager, you need to build your team and what you want your team to look like. They've got some good players in there.
Worked out for Bielsa, didn't it?
Well, I mean, it worked out for every fucking manager. Every manager wants to build their own team. But
not under him, though.
No, but.
Anyways, I think Ange is a good manager. It's a time thing. And it's the same. I mean, Arteta, how did he start?
Winning FA Cup.
Oh, here we go. You wanted him out.
No, I didn't.
Arsenal fans wanted him out.
Don't group me in with Arsenal fans.
I don't know. I've seen something amazing where everyone used to say Arteta took them from 8th to like where they are now. Where in reality, you were already like 4th and he actually took you back to 8th.
Sometimes you've got to go forwards, Lewis.
Right, okay. So let's use that with Ange.
Yeah, but the problem with Ange and Spurs is that they got found out early in the season after they did their like 6-game parade that they're going to win the title.
That pissed me off more than... and if anyone should be fuck Ange, it would be Liverpool fans. Because one, the scoreline was disgraceful and what happened in that game. And then the second thing is they brought their kids onto the pitch to celebrate afterwards. Like they just won the fucking league.
Six games was insane. But everyone figured out how to beat Spurs. My problem, if you want to be a good team and a good manager, this is not an agenda against Spurs. Surely you have to have a plan B. You have to be able to adapt, and they don't ever adapt. That's why they get pumped all the time.
Yeah,
Liverpool. That's true. This is one of the big criticisms that Klopp has, particularly was that there would just seem to be a plan A and no plan B.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if you're a manager and you truly believe in your system and this is the way you should play football, then run with your fucking plan A. And that's it. And if you're going to, I think, you know, give them a couple of seasons, 3 seasons, whatever it is. And if by then your plan A isn't working, you've brought in the players that you wanted to play your plan A and that doesn't work, then fair fucks, you can get rid of them. But I think the board at Spurs or whatever absolutely need to hold their nerve, keep them in there. I agree
they should keep Andrew, 100% I agree. But I think he just needs to like have a backup. Like,
no.
Like, but do you not think that like his game plan is either you win 5-0 or lose 5-0?
That's fine. And I think, okay, you can make tweaks to it. But at the end of the day, like, you've got to believe in what you think is the way to play football.
Yeah, that's why he's been brought in.
Yeah. I know. But
and like, it'd be so easy to be like, oh, like, okay, we're leaking a bunch of goals. Let's go 5-6 at the back. Like,
very short term.
Yeah.
I guess.
And I don't think you're actually building anything. Then I think you just become one of those managers that are just like, don't really know what they want to do.
Really win,
almost like with Ten Hag, and like, you're looking at that, you go, there's no real identity in the squad. What's he trying to do? What's he trying to build? At least with Andrew, they're like, okay, mate, you got fucking pumped.
Yeah, I do agree with that.
Pumped 4-0, but I can kind of see what the game plan is. Like, when Richarlison came on that game, they looked infinitely better.
Yeah. They need a number 9.
That was Maddison as well.
He serves that.
He looks so much better. So, I don't know. I think there is some in there, but I don't think that you should just always switch to a completely different thing, even if things are a little
bit.
Not saying
they should.
Well, no, you are. that's why we're talking about it.
Maybe have plan B if anything goes like wrong.
Some managers just have styles, right?
Yeah, and I get you. But also learn to defend. Speaking of Man United earlier, obviously they did get pumped by Palace quite a lot.
Yeah. What was the score again?
4-0.
Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah. Also, I don't know what the new gaffer's done to Crystal Palace, but he's turned Mateta into prime R9.
Glasnevin,
mate,
man.
How good was that finish? He's absolutely piped that. Do you think Onana should save that?
Nah, he's hit it so much.
But is it not kind of down? It's not Palace. Like, it's not.
I thought that with the Elise shot as well.
There's a couple right, there's goals a couple there, which there. I think Onana
you want to talk about.
Onana only gets to the ball if it's like right in the top corner.
The Elise.
Anything else, you just like,
Elise, when he just ran through the middle.
Oh,
and all
how
of the
bad was that defending?
It was like Moses parting the Red Sea.
Casemiro was so embarrassing there.
Did you see Kara said he should just go to Saudi?
He's so right. He should have went at the start of this season, shouldn't he?
But I don't want to just blame Casemiro for that goal because they just parted. They just said, yeah, have it.
They let him walk all the way in. To the box.
Yeah. It's crazy. I've never seen anything like it.
I do feel bad a little bit for United and like their injury list and particularly at the back. No. Okay.
Their defensive injuries have been as bad as yours.
No.
Whatever happens outside of the team and like how much money they spent, whatever, fine. You don't have to feel bad for them in that sense. But at the end of the day, they had to field that team with Casemiro at centre back and fucking Johnny Evans next to him.
That's a combined age of 68. What
you are getting... Your asshole destroyed with that back four.
The problem is that's
against Eze, Elise, and Mateta.
Yeah, but they're the ones who signed Casemiro on this ridiculous fee, ridiculously long
but he's
contract.
Not center, he's having to play there, though. He's not.
No,
center.
No, no. But even with... I'm sorry, but you just look at the athleticism and you go, there is none here.
Yeah.
It's not interesting. At a point where they had to get Johnny Evans in instead of getting a legitimate signer because they've spunked all the budget on a Casemiro and like Anthony. So it's self-inflicted.
Well, realistically, they would have Varane and Martinez playing every week, wouldn't they? That's who they want to play.
Yeah, but like, so who is their starting centre back? So they have Martinez and who?
Varane would be.
Varane's a bit fraud watch as well at the moment. He's been fraud watch since he came in.
What I will say is Real Madrid got to be chuckling to themselves. They've managed to ship off a couple of those players there at like the perfect time. I don't know sort of algorithm they have, but they've timed it. Fucking perfectly. To the point where you're there like, oh, yeah, no, we're getting a serious player here. And then they rock up and go, oh, he's passed it.
Yeah.
But it is a bit nuts for the Casemiro one, though, because he's got 2 years left on his contract. He's on, like, what, £500,000 a day or something? Like, he's on so much money. He might be. Like, what are Saudi going to buy him in the summer? Like, would they want him?
Yeah,
it's
of course.
A pretty big name.
But how much are they going to sell him for?
Mate, get him part of Messi's gang that he's building out in Miami.
Miami instead, go MLS instead.
Have you seen that? He has just pulled off like one of the greatest things of all time. He's gone over there, wheeled all his mates out of Miami with him.
And
he pretty much walks around like he owns Miami, right? And he's just kicking ball with them and he's pumping it. By the way, I don't know if anyone's seen the stats. He's having a fucking flyer of a season so far.
Yeah, they're top, aren't they?
He's top.
In the MLS,
both of them.
Mate, yeah, but I'm just saying, he's having a fucking grand old time with his mates, kicking ball. What a dream.
He scored and got like 4 assists last game and then Suarez like scored 3 of them.
Yes,
it was just like, it's just not really fair.
He's just having a laugh.
Just got to wait for Neymar to come back and reunite him.
Oh, they'll definitely do that.
It's like a legend in heaven, isn't it?
Miami. Imagine they do that as well.
Man, just Beckham pulled off a worldie.
You know, like when you go to 5-a-side and you're like, oh, these old guys, you know, we're not going to see anything of those. And then they come on the pitch like, what the fuck?
Imagine they sign Ronaldo as well.
That's not
good. Ronaldo is actually having an unreal season as well.
Yeah, he is. He don't stop, man. Don't stop.
He's in a shit.
You've got the noties on for him, that's why.
Well, obviously, you got the
Ronaldo noties. That's so niche.
Funny, do you think Elise was playing?
I thought that.
But United next year to replace Anthony.
There's every chance.
Why would
chance,
he want to go there? He has so many better options. You know
what?
He has better options.
Manchester United.
Yeah, no, but he has more options than Man United. Does he want to go to this team that's in turmoil, or does he want to go to an Arsenal City?
Elise seems like he's like the type of person with the ego that would suit Manchester United.
I think he's just like,
as in like he's as in so there, confident though. In himself that probably nothing.
I think as a player, looking at United, it can't be as appealing as it once was. Like, you know, they're just about to have to start like a complete new rebuild again.
But you'll be thinking, they'll be thinking, like,
and with other big clubs on the table, like they've got like City. Like, mate, you're taking that every day of the week.
Are they interested in Lee?
Yeah. Apparently, it's Newcastle, which we are getting them. City and Man United. And then you'll probably have, like, a Liverpool sniffing about.
Could go PSG as well.
Yeah, there's no way he goes to Man United. You're just going to sit there and rot.
No, you can't say there's no way he goes there because there's every chance that he does go there.
The biggest club in the world, mate.
You're
just going to sit there and rot in a shit club. Well, not a shit club, but a club that's doing shit. It's just like...
They've got to make the turn at some point.
You could say that about why would any of... the guys who signed for Arsenal when we were doing shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, people go through patches, like Liverpool right now.
Yeah, but those players, whichever players you're going, I doubt they had the opportunity to go to like a City. Like, if Arsenal's the best option, then
Rice chose Arsenal. Exactly. Good, great point there.
You're in a better spot than
But that's unfair. You guys almost won the league that season.
If you look at Elise, though, like, does he want to go to City and maybe play? Probably be a bench player, squad player, or does he want to go to Man United and in his head be the guy that's going to win them a title and play every game? That's what you got to think about, Lou.
What I will say with Elise though is his injury record is pretty nax.
That is true.
Like, he could be a great player, but at the end of the day, like if you're not available, then it is what it is.
Dembele vibes, but Dembele is now killing it because he's injury free.
For now,
Usman,
For now. But that would be a big concern. I don't know if you can have that main guy and be that main guy if you're out for a half the season, a third of the season, most seasons.
But also, they're
after Neto and Elise.
Yeah, two injury prone players. But also at the same time, I know United have had a poor injury record, but theoretically speaking, you know, bigger clubs will have bigger doctor teams, they have more physios, they have better facilities. So
I kind of agree, but the state of Man United, I don't know what's going on in the back room there.
Obviously face you lot next.
Are you willing to take back what you were saying about
United play us next?
We play them next week.
After us.
That's tough. Are you willing to take back what you said about Man United beating us at Old Trafford after seeing them get after the rinse?
No, because this is a typical Manchester United outcome.
Yeah, I think they still beat them.
Where it's like, oh my God.
Is it at Old Trafford?
Yeah.
We beat them 3-0 last time. Newcastle playing really well.
Old Trafford, then Newcastle, Old Trafford.
I actually think we like do a proper number on them. Like we're playing them at the perfect. I think you like absolutely smash them in. And then
you know what we're doing?
I think we beat them like 4-0.
Yeah, same. And I think we just pick all the pieces.
You know what we're doing right now? We're doing what you do to us all the time, right? So logic says that you lot are going to smash Man United, right? But you're not.
hear me out. Depending on Bruno Fernandes' availability, I think that makes a mega difference.
Yeah, him and Onana.
And then the second thing is if Maguire is back as well. I can't believe I'm saying that. Oh, is he actually out?
Yeah, he's out.
So are they definitely running Casemiro and Johnny Evans for the foreseeable future?
Learn from the Casemiro mistake. Saying that, we also have Dan Burn and Kraft as our centre backs.
Yeah. What I would say though is United at Old Trafford is a different United than at Selhurst Park.
Did you see United's bench against Palace?
Horrible, wasn't it? I couldn't name a single player pretty much.
The only person I know is Tom Heaton.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're absolutely
crippled. And Diallo, Amrabat, and Bale.
What do you think about Ten Hag then?
He has to go, blood.
Time to go.
He's got to go, yeah.
I just don't... Your point about Ange saying they have an identity, right? I don't see an identity at Man United.
If they win the FA Cup, he's not going to go, though, is he? I don't see them winning it.
Bayern won it. You seen that?
Ten Hag.
Bayern, like, strong links.
For some reason, loads of people are saying no to this Bayern job. Have you seen the... I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to mispronounce it, but the fellow that looks like he's off to West Ham.
Lopetegui.
There you go.
Yeah.
It looks like it, but he said no to the Bayern gig.
Interesting.
To go to West Ham. And there's a few people that have sort of like palmed off the Bayern gig. Job. And then so like either they're like, fuck, we just need a manager.
Yeah.
But how come Tricky Tuchel's not hanging around?
Champions League.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, because I know he's had a bit of a horror, but by the way, that Leverkusen side is just like a freak of nature at the moment.
Yeah.
So and the rule pretty much at Bayern is if you don't win the league, you're gone.
Yeah.
But could we not make an exception here? I don't think he's had that bad of a season. Like, he's in a decent spot in the Champions League.
They agreed.
They're not, like, they're second, but they're not.
They're not close.
Clear. They're not close.
No, I know, but mate, like, end of the day.
They're 2 points ahead of Stuttgart. 2 points.
No, I know, but...
They've had a bad season in the league.
They got knocked out early in the domestic as well, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. They could win the Champions League. In which case...
What's the aggregate score against Real Madrid at the minute? Is it Real Madrid?
2-2.
Is it 2-2?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, that was a great game, actually.
It was a great game. Yeah. And then, obviously, it's 1-0 Dortmund at the moment against PSG.
Der Klassiker final.
Oh, PSG at home, though.
Yeah.
Let Killian Kirk.
Is it possible that that Ten Hag's actually a really good manager still, and it's just Man United job is absolutely fucked? Like, it would rotten from the inside with anything happening. Because it seems like everyone's gone there and just not being as good as
the best one they've had is Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Yeah, which is crazy.
A manager, really, wasn't it? Just like a
fella.
A guy that just
might just be the club.
Yeah.
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer?
Yeah. No, I do agree. I think that, I mean, but even United fans will tell you that it's almost like whatever manager that steps into there is almost destined to fail just because of the setup and the structure in the club and how rotten it is from the inside. So that's you see Mark Goldbridge constantly harping on about it. So it wouldn't surprise me if they need to fix that. But then that's why when
Jim Ratcliffe,
when he stepped in, everyone was there like, oh, I think he's going to, because as a United fan himself, was there like, right, I'm going to fucking sort this out.
It's not going to change overnight.
But it's not going to change overnight. But maybe it's one of those, like, in order to sort of signal the rebuild, to really let everyone know this is a fresh start, fresh slate, and we really are starting from scratch, is like, okay, that also starts with getting rid of the manager.
And getting that man named Dan Ashworth.
Got to pay up then. You can stop crying. He keeps crying about it in interviews. Just pay the money then.
Very ooh of you.
Yeah.
But hey, speaking of that, bit of fun to come, I'd say.
Yeah, this is easy, I thought.
Dan Ashworth derby.
You've put your entire Newcastle team in, we know. We're doing a combined Man United and Newcastle 11, ladies and gentlemen. Now, off the back of...
Because obviously the combined Arsenal Man United 11 is just the Arsenal team.
A lot of people actually, by the way, were asking... who was on Lewis's top 10 strikers list from last week.
Callum Wilson scored again,
and
by the way.
I can reveal that I've got his list right here.
Wow.
What's up?
So we had to do top 10 strikers list, right?
Last week.
And we stopped Lewis after we heard number 10.
Number nine.
And number nine.
We just had to just say no more.
But I've actually, someone left a comment saying, don't worry, I've got
his
list. Number
nine, Callum Wilson, and we cut him off.
So number 10 is Lacazette.
Yeah.
Number nine, Callum Wilson.
That's a great
number
start.
Number eight, Anthony Gordon. Number seven, Raul Moat. Number six, Ant. Number five, Deck. Number four, Cheryl. Number four, Cheryl Cole. Number three, Angel of the North. Number two, Ezak. And number one, Kane.
Good list. Strong list.
It is a strong list.
That was a funny comment, man.
Yeah, good times.
Good times. But hey, anyways, go on.
Yeah, go on. Yeah,
I didn't actually make one, so I'm literally just typing it out now. But funnily enough, it's going to take me like 2 seconds.
Okay,
so
review first.
So
I'll go first then. But
I've made my team based on available players that will play next week.
So I've done that.
So Onana in goal.
I haven't done that.
Okay, I haven't done that.
Onana's a better keeper.
Disrespectful. Pope's back, mate, as
he's
well.
He's on the bench. He's not going to start.
Did you see Onana against Palace? Whatever, man.
Onana's actually been all right.
He faced like 12 shots in that game.
He has discloths on his hands, man.
He's been one of their better players. You can't even...
It's not hard to be one of the better players in this Man United team.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone that is probably going to play next week, yeah. Diogo Dalot. Next position was a real toss-up.
There's no centre-backs out.
I'm going to go Johnny Evans. Emil Kraft, what? He's going to have to take the L.
Oh, wait, this is...
There's no centre-backs talking about.
And then Dan Byrne.
Yeah.
Where Tchouaméni is a pair.
The centre-backs for both these sides got to be looking at each other like, oh, fuck's sake.
Wan-Bissaka, a left-back, who's suddenly now a left-back. I don't know how that's like. Kobbie Mainoo, Bruno G, and I think Bruno Fernandes is probably going to be fit. It's only like a precautionary cast on his arm, isn't it? So that's my mid for three. And then up front, Gordon, Ezak, and Garnacho.
Jesus, there's a lot of...
That is the worst combined 11 that's ever been on this show, by the way.
I've done mine slightly different. I've like also pretended they're playing next week, but I've just included some centre-backs who aren't injured still.
Well, that's neither rule.
I've just gone for full strength.
Yeah, classic pitch side 11 then. Yeah. All different rules.
In goal, Onana. Right back, Trippier. Centre backs with Shaw and Botman.
These players, by the way, Botman's out for like 9 months.
If
everyone's fit, I'm still taking Shaw and Botman over Varane and Martinez. Still doing that. 100%.
Yeah,
left back, Wan-Bissaka over Luke Shaw.
What?
Because he is
what?
A spider. Midfield three of Bruno G, Mino, and Bruno F.
How's this?
And a front three of Garnucci, Ezak, and Gordon.
I probably would have put Joelinton in there, but obviously.
I've got a very similar side to that, only a couple of changes.
Vidic and Ferdinand at the back.
I've taken the full Newcastle defence, so left back, I'd rather have Dan Byrne or Livermento.
Over Wan-Bissaka?
I'd put him at left back.
Yeah, playing good at the moment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't mind. Wan-Bissaka's unbelievable.
Fully fit Luke
one
Shaw.
On one. No.
Really?
Just don't interest me. I've gone for the same midfield three as you, Bruno, and Mainoo. But then up front, I went with full Newcastle. I've gone, I'll take Ezak fucking anywhere in the front three, Gordon anywhere in the front three. And then I'd much rather have Wilson than any of their front three as well.
Over Garnucci?
Yeah.
Nah.
I personally don't rate him very highly.
You're crazy.
Yeah, unfortunately.
It's just because he reminds people of Ronaldo. That's the only reason they get him.
Yeah, I think he's a good player. He's a good player.
I don't really get those.
No, it's because he's like a little fanboy, so it's like nostalgia.
So, that's a pretty heavy Newcastle side, but I also feel like we are looking at a extremely out-of-form...
So you've in your side, you've taken Mainoo and Bruno Fernandes?
Yeah,
fair enough.
What's wrong with that?
No, I don't mind it.
Well, Lewis. Who else would you put in?
No, I'm just saying
that's your midfield three?
That was my midfield three.
Yeah, Bruno.
Yeah, but the rest of your team is Newcastle.
I predict Lewis's team?
I've done mine off players who are available next week.
Can I predict Lewis's team? So in goal, Dubravka or Pope?
No, you go Pope.
You have to pick one.
Right back,
Pope.
Pope is correct.
Pope. Yeah.
Right back, Livramento.
Yes.
Centre backs of Kraft and Byrne.
Yep.
Left back, Lewis Hall.
No.
Wan-Bissaka.
No, I played Dalot on the left. Yeah, but Lewis Hall's close. But I was trying not to put all Newcastle players in. If I'm being brutally honest, Lewis Hall goes, but I didn't want to be that guy.
You played a 4-4-2 or 4-3-3?
4-3-3.
Okay, midfield three of Bruno G, Longstaff.
No. Longstaff can't be in there anymore. That discourse is...
Joelinton's in there.
Joelinton's in.
Bruno F, Bruno G, Joelinton. Yeah. By the way, he gets it.
I don't hate it so far.
We cannot choose Mainoo over Joelinton.
It's just
our front three of Ezak, Gordon, and Jacob Murphy.
Yeah.
Jacob Murphy.
By the way, Jacob Murphy's been absolutely phenomenal.
What about Callum Wilson?
I completely forgot about the reason, because
then you have to switch Gordon onto the right.
He's really good cutting in
from the left onto his right. That's how he scores.
But what about you have Gordon on the right, Isaac on the left, and Wilson through the middle?
No,
Wilson up front.
You play
Isaac as a striker, and Gordon left, and then Murphy on right.
By the way, how good does Isaac look, by the way?
He's fucking...
I won't lie to you. At the beginning, I was there like, he's all right. Like, he's a good striker. But then, like, sort of, he's got that run of form, smooth. I'm just there like, he just, the way he finishes the ball when he's thrown goal is just so cool.
He's so chill. So is he a better striker than Haaland?
No.
Don't try, let him make his mind up.
Botman, you know, I tell you what would be so good to watch is Isaac in that City side.
He'd be far, far better than Haaland in that side. He'd be amazing in that team.
Who am I taking at Liverpool? That's the only way I could really make my decision. And I think...
Don't be scared. Because you know, it's not the popular opinion.
Even a conversation that I'm thinking of.
It's not a conversation.
It is. I used to get shouted down.
No, I would take Haaland, but it's a lot closer than I thought it
was. That's cool. And next season, it's going to keep getting closer. Next season, everyone, it's going to be the popular opinion.
Haaland's had an off year, by the way.
He's had an off year and still golden boot and scored four goals.
Next year, it won't even be a question.
This is what you get from Haaland. Like, he'll turn up to a game for 30 minutes and score four goals.
That doesn't make you a better player. You're playing at Man City.
No, but you said better striker. Season. That's very different.
Even as a better striker. Well, Norway. We've done this many times. I was just curious to see where your head's
at. It's closer than I think you boys give credit.
He scored 200 goals in five seasons.
I think you're talking about the second best striker in the world.
And I don't want to hear about goals because Isak's only like, what, 2-3 goals off him and he's played in a Newcastle team, had less games.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Well, those are relevant things to consider.
Yeah.
Anyways, guys. I'm not doing it again. Tell you what I am doing again. Super Six.
How'd you get on?
Isn't that right?
Hell yeah.
How'd you do this week, Cal?
I cooked.
Yeah? How many points did you get?
Oh, what was it? 8?
You got 8 points, yeah?
8 points.
Yeah, what results?
I can't remember now. I was a little bit intoxicated in Vegas.
I got 6 points.
Ooh, very nice.
Yeah.
I got 11.
I predicted 3-1 Newcastle. Obviously, it was 4-1.
I said 3-1 as well.
Bit annoying.
You got, said 0-0 Brentford Fulham.
Yeah, the result of the week for Reeve was 0-0 Brentford Fulham. That's crazy.
Wait, did you actually get that right? Fair play. Yeah. Wait, how many points did you get?
11. Total.
Did you? Boy. I got 10.
Did you?
Yeah, it's big one.
Look how chuffed you look. You never get things right.
Yeah,
because
Thomas caused the tattoos.
Which result didn't you get right? Because you got 5-2s, right?
So, yeah, I thought Villa would win.
Okay, fair enough.
Me and Tom are really close on points and the loser gets tattoos.
But you know for a fact, Tom's forgotten in Tenerife.
Oh, wait.
I fucking hope so.
What's the current standings?
I don't know what Tom's on.
He was about
15 behind you, wasn't he?
Yeah, but I've had a big week.
He's definitely forgotten one. He's been in Tenerife with his mates.
Oh,
I'm going to put mine.
There's only two game weeks left.
What is the tattoo?
It's like
pitch side on his forehead.
I think it'll be something pitch side related or something to do with us.
You guys should get that sorted soon, you know. You guys should do maybe on stream.
I wanted to do it live on stream.
You know, pitch side.
I want to get the guy to come in and do it live.
You know, pitch side is short, like PS is pitch side, right? So I think PS, I love you.
Oh, that's very creative. That's how you would turn it into quite a nice tattoo.
Yeah, I think it's kind of wholesome.
Yeah. I like that. Whereas I think, though, if it's Lewis, we shouldn't go down that road.
No. I agree.
Don't let him get away with this.
Yeah. P.S. I love you, like a rainbow over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't even got a tattoo. Funny. I really don't want one as well.
Are you scared of needles?
I just like, I'll definitely be a bitch when I'm getting it tattooed on me. But like...
Where would you get it done?
Wait, so you already admitted that you're going to get it?
No, you said
no. If I lose, I'll get it. Lower back.
No, what? No. Tramp stamp?
Yeah.
No way. When you're getting your backbone out?
Up the backside.
Someone can read it.
Up the backside.
The best place is definitely your thigh. Or your actual backside.
Nah.
Thigh or backside.
Lower backside. Give me a tramp stamp, man.
Your miss is going
to
leave you.
If you do get it there, we have to go with the PS I love you in the rainbow.
Pitch side versus the club game on the 20th of May. And one of you can be playing in that game, can't they, Reeve?
They can indeed, yeah. If you win our Super Six Mini League, you will be playing at the Den with us.
If you're free.
Yeah, provided you can make
it. Are you a bit worried about potentially getting injured before the big game?
No.
Bigger game.
No, I'm only like These games are like warm ups.
He's got a couple of warm ups, haven't you?
Yeah, I was going to say you need to be playing in them
very,
for sure.
Yeah, yeah, very taking it very easy, very easy. Though yeah. I've said this once and I'll say it again. It's a bit weird that the club have brought in an actual semi pro footballer playing week in, week out.
You were at one point.
Mate, it doesn't, that doesn't actually bother me at all. I think that.
It should do.
It won't, because as a centre back myself, he's going to be in my back pocket. Don't you worry about that, pal.
Okay.
Yeah, when he sees.
Do you know how fast he is?
Not quick enough, mate. These legs. He's not going to get past me.
He's about to get promoted into the conference.
Anyways, Theo, he's my problem.
Yeah,
worry about it up there.
Yeah, I'll be at centre mid, pinging balls with my
left
foot.
It's our problem, isn't
it, really? Yeah, little centre back partnership.
Am I centre back then? Or am I full back?
Don't know. Don't even know if you're playing.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'll be a manager. I'd like to be
a manager. Yeah, we haven't announced anything.
Yeah, okay. We don't know who's playing.
Oh, yeah, I might not be playing. I might not be playing.
Well, everyone knows Mitch is.
Mitch is playing, We leaked that one. But yeah, guys, we've got our team of the week. Obviously, if you want to join the Super Six, though, do PTCH23, blah, 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 link in the description and all that.
Yeah, 2 game weeks left for the season. So actually, if you're doing really good, you join the game week, you could finish first.
Yeah,
that would be such an amazing move.
We've just been watching all the top three like compete the entire
all
year
season.
And someone just racked up.
Who's the precedent for us right now?
Joshua Metcalf. Benjamin Sherlock's still up there. Jake Ruby's still up there. Tom got 8 points this week, so he's actually done all right.
How do you know that?
Because I am genius. Team of the week, though, guys. Team of the week. Oh yeah, I'll go first this time.
Okay, mate.
In goal, Petrovic. I don't really know how to put in goal, to be honest.
I mean, if you're going to give it Petrovic, you've got to give it his woodwork, surely.
Do you know what's?
West
do you know what's
in the post?
Really, it's going to sound silly.
Go on, him.
Not coming from your
who the fuck do we play again? Oh, we played Burnley. Who's their keeper again?
Muric.
He actually had a really good game.
Every game
despite...
he gets peppered and he's...
despite conceding that many, he was like really good.
Yeah. I'll put Flecken in.
Back four of Munoz, Wilfried Bolly, Saliba and Gvardiol. Midfield three of Declan Rice, Harvey Elliott and Elise in the hole. And then just three attackers of Haaland, Jackson and Hudson-Odoi. Hudson-Odoi had a fucking blinder. He could have scored a hat trick.
You reckon Forest it up?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did Luton need?
It's not given, by the way.
I think that wins.
Mixy down there.
Don't they play each other?
No, they don't. No, they shouldn't.
Do they not?
No.
Oh, I don't want North Forest or Luton to go down, really.
Yeah, it's quite sad, really, isn't
it? Yeah, I like them.
But also, Forest need to get their thingy done, don't they? Because they are appealing. Yeah, Forest are appealing against the outcome of their Premier League thingy.
They lost the appeal.
Oh, they lost the appeal.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. Well,
good to know. That's good. What's your team of the week?
Good for them to know.
West Ham, Luton. They can get points from that game, you know. Luton have every chance of staying up.
On the stadium. It's going to be hard, though. It's going to be very, very hard.
My team of the week is Flecken. Robertson actually kept his clean sheet, didn't he? Subbed off.
Yeah.
Oh, did he? Did he get that locked?
Thiago Silva, Richards, who was excellent yesterday.
Yeah, good game.
Jacob Murphy, I've actually given him a team of the week. Congratulations.
No Gvardiol?
Nah, not really. Fine. I mean, it's high standards, isn't it?
It is.
It's the exact same reason I didn't.
He's in a good bit of form at the minute, though.
Yeah. I'm so glad I went for Rico Lewis instead.
Madueke, Hudson-Odoi, Harvey Elliott. And then Elise, Nicholas Jackson, and Haaland.
Haaland. Nicholas Jackson.
Did you not... Was there any Newcastle players in there?
Jacob Murphy.
That's all?
Yeah. I didn't even put any Arsenal players.
I didn't have a single
Mate, we
Newcastle.
Played like fucking Real Madrid.
Pushed it, mate. You played Burnley, mate. You played Burnley.
Jesus.
It's like when you talk about how good you are recently, but you're beating Burnley and Sheffield United.
Yeah, you play what's in front of you. Okay. You drew 3-3 with Luton.
We're also top of the league.
What? Did we?
For now.
Wasn't it?
No, we won.
Didn't we win 4-3 in the last minute? I thought that was Declan Rice
header, no? What a trophy.
But you drew 4-4 with them. Do you remember that?
No. Fuck that.
You've beaten Sheffield United, Burnley, and lost to Palace your last three games.
You're such a hater, man. We're the second most informed
team. I'm not going to lie, we got cooked for losing to Palace, and fair enough, but like ever since then, they've been absolutely frying. This new manager's come in and just given them all a big fucking bag of gear. They're unbelievable. They're so good.
Glass number, man. Unreal.
Oh, wait, I've got a question.
I ain't got a single.
Eze or Elise?
Oh, that's tough, you know.
Let me lucky to hold on both.
Eze will stay, I think.
Checking.
Yeah, if he's enjoying his time there. He's missed the Palace at the moment.
Well, for the All Star, they just like start fighting for top eight.
They finished, what, eighth?
Yeah.
They could have a really good season. I sometimes I hate saying that. They like end really well. They get picked apart, kind of like the Brighton stuff that happens. Yeah. Like they play have a good season. The managers, they're like, oh, yeah, I'm building something. And then everyone just gets picked up.
And then a new Eze comes out.
Yeah.
What's your team of the week?
I don't have one. I don't normally do the Super Six ones.
Oh, fair enough, Lou. Nice. Do you have a team of the week?
No.
Okay.
Because cool. I didn't watch the games.
Yeah, fair enough. Cool, guys. Well, if you want to play Super 6, make sure you download it using the link in the description down below. And as we said before, one of you guys can be playing at the Den, the home of Millwall Football Club.
Yeah.
On our side.
Yeah, but not only that, you could potentially win 500 grand before.
Yeah, you could do that as well. Yeah.
Also, though.
Depends what your prize throws more.
Is that what the win is right now?
Well, there's two more rounds.
No, it's 250 times two, isn't it?
Yeah.
If they win both.
Obviously.
Quick maths.
We would like a winner this season because we haven't had one for two seasons. So, yeah, get involved.
I think it's fucking, like, terrible. Like,
wait, you think, what, getting rid of Moyes is terrible?
I've now went from not minding West Ham to preying on their downfall for Treaton, who's arguably one of their best managers ever for actually winning
very
the European
trophy. Yeah, David
Treating
Moyes.
Treating him like absolute shit after he's done a fantastic job the season after. In the later stages of the Europa League, the top half of the table, which what would anyone say West Ham's level is? 10th?
Mid-table.
I mean, mid-table. We put them anywhere between 10th and 16th.
Yeah.
You know, I had a shocker in my predictions video. I had them going down.
Did you?
What? After they won the
Euro?
I thought they were going to lose a couple more players, to be fair. I did it before the end of the window, and I was a few more are going to go, but that was an absolute
That was a howler.
But that just shows you like the standard of expectations.
He is reaching his expectations. This is the most frustrating thing. He's reaching it.
If you get beat like 5-0, 6-0 by local rivals, there is pressure for you to actually perform. Right, people are
about
this.
But is it not more about like West Ham fans? Yeah, exactly. About how they play and just like the football that they're watching.
Yeah. They just don't have to play though.
No, they've got some really good players, by the way. They do genuinely have some really talented players in that.
They've
in
also
that
only won twice since the start of March.
Yeah, but this is the thing. You're not going to remember how good they were around the top four for the first half season. We're going to forget about that. The relevant thing is there are two games from the end of the season. They could easily finish like 8th.
Yeah, but it's a form industry though, mate.
The reason why they're 9th is because of the start of the season.
Yeah, no, but this thing, yeah, at the end of the season, for the season, you're finishing 10th in the league minimum, most likely. And they had a great run in Europa League. The season before, they won a trophy. And you're sacking that manager for fucking what?
I agree with you, Lou. I agree with you. But to play devil's advocate, is David Moyes the guy to take him to the next level?
He already has. He won a European trophy.
You've got to keep it moving.
I think it's mental. And I think you'll see a big fall off.
I find it
West
weird
Ham.
That they've brought in Lopetegui, though, who's pretty much identical in
style.
Well,
that's not 100%.
What do you know about Lopetegui?
Well, just his time at Wolves from watching. It was very much David Moyes football.
So they've
brought another guy in who they're going to expect to play differently, but going to play the same, and then he's probably going to get fired.
If I remember this correctly, is he the manager that got the sack right before the Euros? For Spain? Who was that manager? Who it was just before he
has managed Spain, 2016, 2018.
But then he got the sack because of like either a comment that he made or something. And it was just before the Euros and everyone was there like,
it might have been it.
And everyone was there like, why the hell have Spain just sat their manager right before the Euros?
Could very well be,
Can't remember.
And I remember that.
Interesting.
I just don't know if it was him though.
But
I think it was Spain. Anyways, him going to West Ham.
How do you think West Ham do next, like in terms of like keeping the players? And
is a big one.
2 days before the World Cup opener.
Yeah. Oh, was it World Cup?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
2018.
How do West Ham look? Paqueta was—he was almost like supposed to, but then was it the gambling thing? Did he have a gambling thing?
Yellow card thing, wasn't it?
Oh, the yellow card thing. He was supposed to go to City. It sounds like they were there. Like we're not making that. I think Tonali mistake, huh? Should we call it? Assigning a player and then the insta ban.
Yeah, we're getting a new signer though when he comes back. He's all like right, a fresh signer.
But anyways, that was a harsh lesson to be learned for you guys. I'm not really sure that you could have predicted that happening. I think Paqueta, if he doesn't go like West Ham, looking at their players, that actually sit like Bowen.
Yeah, play for play, it's good.
Mate, they're ninth. Are they really going to do? Can they really expect more than ninth? Look at
mate,
the teams
with the players that they have.
Next year.
I truly think that they Europa League is absolutely their first team player for player.
But it's easily a top 10.
It's so hard. My point is they could easily do it, but from like 10 upwards, the league is so hard. Like the team is like, you have Chelsea, Man United, Newcastle, Spurs, Villa, Liverpool, Man City, Arsenal. Like West, you can't hold David Moyes against it for not finishing higher than that.
Yeah, that's right. But they have spent quite a bit of money.
Yes, they have.
West, like, you know what I mean? Even if you look at the clubs around, like, they're not, like, financially.
They've got a huge
out of
stadium.
It.
Huge.
Yeah. But
huge.
Even
really big stadium.
I mean, they got that for like 4 million quid a year or something like that, which is just ridiculous.
Is
that
actually?
Yeah, it was like, there was a big thing about when they did the deal for it, and they were like, yeah, we're renting it for 4 million quid a year, and everyone was like, mate, you have absolutely smashed it.
Wow. Jesus.
Yeah, well, I understand for West Ham fans are probably screaming, thinking it's not about the position, it's about the football, but like, then you have to accept being lower in the table, because if you're not playing that style, which is getting results,
we are looking at it from an outsider's perspective.
Really. Yeah, no, they want better football.
Not every one of us.
He talks to a West Ham fan
yet.
On the daily, though.
That's true, but you also don't watch West Ham.
No, I understand. If you hate the football, that's fair enough. But you have to be willing to sacrifice the success that you are having now, because you probably won't be finishing.
But let's just say in games that you were watching Newcastle and Eddie Howe didn't start making the substitutions that he probably should do, and that's his job, right, et cetera, et cetera. And you start going, well, he's not really doing the management properly. Like, what we got him for? So that's the same as what West Ham fans feel about.
I'd say I compare him to like Benitez, where like Benitez, but he had the worst score, but he was playing very defensively, like sucking people in, trying to get count. It was very boring, but it was getting results, and I didn't mind that because we were fighting relegation. But it's like there's not many managers. Like, I understand David Moyes is a bit shit and a bit of a dinosaur, but he's getting results. But there's no managers. Yeah. Pochettino's been shit. The Zerbi's been a bit naff this year. Yeah.
Yeah, Pochettino.
Ten Hag shit.
Got on cooking now, though.
Kind of.
Yeah, of course he has.
Nah, I wouldn't. Like, they've hit a good bit of form at the minute, but even then, I wouldn't say, like.
Well, yeah, they did lose 5-0 to Arsenal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got absolutely battered by
They beat West Ham 5-0, beat Everton 6-0.
No, I know, but I would say overall, like, Pochettino hasn't had a great season.
No, but they're cooking something over there.
Do you think he stays, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think it is just the lack of experience.
It's
in
definitely
that squad.
Progression from last season. Yeah. What were they, 12?
He's going to be my gaffer this summer.
Huh? Yeah.
But yeah.
Your soccer thing.
Soccer Aid World 11 gaffer.
By the way, are you boys doing it? Are you going to do a little live stream here?
Probably. I think we might go there and do a vlog.
We
could do a vlog.
Yeah. I was going to say it would be cool to do a watch.
But if you're going to get tickets for that, you need to
know where it is yet.
Stamford Bridge.
So he's just managing his home ground.
But if you are going to get tickets, you need to get them like ASAP. They're selling out. Anyways, guys, thanks for watching. If you have enjoyed this episode, make sure you rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, because it really does help us out, actually. And Backside were number 1 in the UK for like a whole week. So
still top 3 comedy charts. People should just be funnier, because it's easy.
Yep.
Yeah, good point, mate.
And it helps out Pitch Started a lot. Because we are the greatest sports show in the UK as well. Make sure you drop a like, subscribe. See you next time. Peace out.
The backside.
Peace out, Broskies.